the last time I saw him, it was toward the end of his life, and here in London, he was living in London at the time, and I had just done a re-recording of his music from The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, which I had to go and play for him, and I was terrified because, did you know him?
No.
Well, he was terrifying. He could be terrifying.
Yeah, I've heard.
And irascible, and I hadn't seen him for years, and I figured, oh, God, this is going to be awful. And But he was very nice. He had about 6 months to live at that point, and he was sort of infirm. But we had a great time, and we sat around, and all he wanted to do was reminisce about his old friends. How is this one? How is that one? And so on. And then we were supposed to have a meal the day after the recording. Yeah. But, of course, instead of having a meal with him, I did the eulogy at his service. Yeah. Because he died in the night, that night. But we were good friends. When he wasn't yelling at me for some reason.